शिष्यसि पञ्चसेन्द्रवत् देवी वर्षति असौ देवो देवी वर्षति असौ देवो नरदेवा वपुर्हरि नरदेवा वपुर्हरि इच्छ्रा प्राणा प्रचहिसा कृच्छ्रा प्राणा प्रचहिसा रक्षिष्यसि अञ्जसेन्द्रवत् रक्षिष्यसि अन्द्र अञ्जसेन्द्रवत् Devi, when the demigod Indra, our Sati, does not supply rains, Asau, that Deva, Maharaj Pritu, Naradeva, of the king, Vapu, having the body, Hari, the supreme personality of Godhead, Krishra Prana, suffering living entities, Praja, the citizens, he certainly, Esa, this Rakshishyati, will protect Anjasa very easily, Indravat, like King Indra. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. When there is no rainfall and the citizens are in great danger due to the scarcity of water, this royal personality of Godhead will be able to supply rains exactly like the heavenly King Indra. Thus he will very easily be able to protect the citizen from drought. So we'll repeat the translation effectively.
When there is no rainfall,
and the citizens are in great danger,
due to scarcity of water,
this royal personality of Godhead
will be able to supply rains
exactly like the heavenly King Indra. Thus he will very easily be able to protect the citizens from drought. Purport. Short purport by Srila Prabhupada. Let us listen attentively. King Prithu is very appropriately compared to the sun and the demigod Indra. King Indra of the heavenly planet is in charge of distributing water over the earth and other planetary systems. It is indicated that King Prithu would arrange for the distribution of rainfall personally if Indra failed to discharge his duty properly. Sometimes the king of heaven Indra would become angry at the inhabitants of the earth if they did not offer sacrifice to please him. King Prithu, however, being an incarnation of the personality of Godhead, did not depend on the mercy of the heavenly king. It is foretold herein that if there would be scarcity of rain, King Prithu would manage to counteract the deficiency by virtue of his godly powers. Such powers were also exhibited by Lord Krishna when he was present in Vrindavana. Indeed, when Indra poured insistent water on Vrindavana for 7 days, the inhabitants were protected by Krishna, who raised Govardhana Hill over their heads as a great umbrella. Thus, Lord Krishna is also known as Govardhana Dhari. Om Ajnana Timirantasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Ena Tasmai Shri Guruve. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితమైన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కథామాది కదా. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభునిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శివసాది గౌరభక్త వృంద. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ. సో వి కమ్ టు ద స్టోరీ ఆఫ్ ప్రిథు మహారాజ్, ద కార్నేషన్ ఆఫ్ ప్రిథు మహారాజ్ ఇస్ కంటిన్యూయింగ్ అండ్ ద రిసైటర్స్ హెడెడ్ బై సూత అండ్ మగధ, దే ఆర్ ప్రైజింగ్ ప్రిథు మహారాజ్. జస్ట్ టు గివ్ యూ అ బిట్ ఆఫ్ అ హిస్టరీ, we are continuing in the lineage of Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj lineage is continuing. So at one point we had King Anga, who is a very pious king, King Anga. Then Anga had a son who was irreligious and impious. From an impious and irreligious leader came King Prithu, who is a partial representation of the Supreme Lord, a Saktivesha avatar you can say, who is very religious and very pious, and he possesses godly character. So we'll discuss some of the aspects, the points, you know, which we might take home today. Anga, Vena represents, Vena himself is a very tyrant ruler, right? He represents irreligiosity and he is a very wicked person. So what would be the nature of a wicked person? The wicked person nature is that his mind and his heart will be filled of envy and he wants to trouble others, isn't it? So Vena is compared to anarthas we have in our heart. What is anarthas? Anartha means unwanted things which is in the heart. Now this anarthas is not coming from this birth. It is coming from many, many births. Because the soul, as Krishna explains, right, we are living entity in the body. We are living entities. Now the soul has got consciousness. It's not matter. The soul is consciousness because it's part of Krishna. Now that consciousness can be either matter or spiritual, or material or spiritual. Now over a period of time, we have taken repeated birth and death in this world, and therefore our consciousness is contaminated with matter, which is known as material consciousness, to enjoy matter. Even though, as Krishna explains, we are spirit soul, fragmental part of Krishna, tiny speck of Krishna, we all are. But due to the association of the matter in the form of the three modes of material nature, our consciousness is polluted and now it has acquired material consciousness. And due to that, we will and our mind will tend to enjoy matter. This is our situation. Now, as and when we enjoy matter, which is impurity basically, you know, because the soul is very pure. Once you enjoy matter, what happens? That matter is impregnated into our consciousness. See, it's easy to talk, right? The matter can be extended in the form of personal self and families, extended families, society, and it goes on. They're all matter. So when we look at a person, are we looking as my friend My brother, sister, father, mother, or we are looking as a spirit soul. So that is the, that matters, that consciousness matters. Due to affection, what we see them as family members, husband, wife, father, mother, brother, sister. And due to that, we see them under the bodily concept of love. It's not easy, I'm just explaining what it is. If we have the ability to see someone as a spirit soul and accompanied by super soul, then that consciousness is spiritual. But it is not easy to get that consciousness. It's not easy. One has to practice. That is what Krishna is explaining in Bhagavad Gita. By default, we have got a material consciousness. Yes, I am married. This is my wife. This is my children. My father, when I was born, you know, I came from my father and mother, etc., etc. Brother, sister, and all that. It's easy. But to develop spiritual consciousness is not easy. By default, we have developed material consciousness because in the previous birth, we have developed material consciousness, and when we quit our body, naturally we'll get one more body based on our consciousness. Krishna explains that. Right? We are bound by the two laws, laws of nature and laws of transmigration or reincarnation. Law of nature is, if you do a good activity, you get a good result. If you do a bad activity, you get a bad result. That is law of nature. And law of transmigration, or reincarnation is, whatever consciousness you put to your body in your previous birth, that consciousness will lead to the next body. Very simple. Nothing, not very difficult to understand. So, because of our association with matter, we have developed all these impurities, and it's sitting in the mind. And this is known as anarthas. Anarthas means unwanted things. For example, if you go around in downtown, anywhere in Melbourne, you know, everywhere you can see meat hanging around, you know, in the supermarket and all that, meat is there. But according to the Vedic culture, or the Vedic civilization, or scriptures, meat eating is not allowed. People are eating meat. Why? They're used to eating meat in the previous birth. So again, they'll come back. They got an affinity for meat. So they'll be eating meat eating. Bottle shop. Everywhere wine shop is there. No intoxication for it. They're drinking. Then no illicit sex. That's prostitution everywhere. And then gambling. Big, big casinos are there. And every suburb, there is, you know, gambling center, you know. So this is a trend. So, all these are embedded into your consciousness. And therefore, they are described as anarthas. Now, King Vena, in the story, we can compare King Vena as ourselves having anarthas. So, what did the Brahmins do when King Vena had anartha? What did they do? They want to get rid of him. Because he is not a good ruler. He is an irreligious person. So how did they get rid of King Vena? The Brahmins, what did they do? They chanted Vedic hymns, mantra, and killed him, and eliminated him. So in the same way, we have also got anarthas. And what we should do? We should chant Maha Mantra, which is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So, this mantra has got power. If a mantra has got a power to kill, we have also got Maha Mantra to kill the anarthas. Right? So, by using mantra, we can kill the anarthas or we can eliminate anarthas. That's the first lesson we understand. The second lesson is, Vena was... They used the mantra and they killed Vena. Vena is dead now. What did they do next? The sages and the brahmanas, what did they do next? They knew that there is no leader and you want a leader. See, even though Vena was a bad ruler, yet there was only one good thing which was possible from him. What was it? The thieves and the rogues were away. There was no miscreants. You know, they were all scared. Because he himself is a tyrant ruler. So that was one good thing Reina was able to do. All the thieves and the rogues were away from the city. So when after the death of Reina, all the thieves and the rogues and all the miscreants popped up. Okay? So, and there should be an able ruler for a country. So therefore, the Brahminas decided, yes, we have got the body of Reina, which was preserved by his mother. So let us use it and try to produce something. So what did they do? They started churning. When they started churning King Reina's body, what did they get first? A sinful person, Nishada came, you know, that represents a tribal community, you know, people from the tribunal areas, you know, they're quite sinful, you know, because they don't follow Vedic religious principles at all, you know, they eat whatever they want, you know, there's no etiquette, just like animals, sinful life, you know, which will lead again to more sins. So, in the same way, what we should do, we have got anarthas, so we have to also churn this anarthas by chanting. When you churn, what happens? So initially we see this, you know, it's a common thing, you know. When we ask someone, you know, when we go to a program and someone is interested. And someone will say, okay, I want to chant and all that. Then they'll chant. Now when they chant, what happens? What happens when someone chants? The impurities come up. It will come up, slowly it will come up. Then they'll think, oh, before I was okay. After chanting, you know, all the impurities are coming. This is not working for me. So they stop chanting. No, you have to continue. Then the impurities go away. At one point it will go away. It will go away. But it's just that intermediate stage. So all these sinful things will come up, you know. Whatever you did 10 years back or in your previous activities, all this will come up. Suddenly you think, I'm chanting Krishna's name. Why am I thinking of something which very bad which has happened, you know, many years back or something? We all have got experience, isn't it? It will come up. Because it's churning process. So through the process of churning, all the sinful things will come up. And then what happened? Afterwards, what happened? When they churned the king's body, Reina's body. After churning, what happened? Prithu Maharaj came. So we will also get good qualities by continuing chanting, by churning, right? By using this method of churning or chanting, we will also become godly because we are in touch with Krishna. So we will also get godly character. That's the second lesson we take. The third one is, King Reina is dead at one point in time. Now, what is the solution for them? Somehow they killed the king. There is no more king. And therefore, they decided to churn. And out came King Prithu, who is a very religious, pious incarnation of God, a partial incarnation of God. So, you can say that from darkness came light. King Reina is basically dead, and is, you know, is a bad person. He's dead, and there's nothing there. Darkness, and from darkness, by churning, what came out? King Prithu, who is like a sunlight. Srila Prabhupada, the very first sentence Srila Prabhupada says, he's compared to sun and almost like Indra. So this is how powerful is our process of Krishna consciousness, because an inauspicious thing is made auspicious through the process of Krishna consciousness. See, the sages, you know, what they could have done is, okay, dispose the body off, you know, dead. No, they went another level higher. So churning and following, you know, following the proper process which led to the advent of King Prithu. So, in Krishna consciousness, anything, including inauspicious things, can be made auspicious by contact with Krishna. Because in Ishopanishad, which we are studying, going through, it is said that Krishna is antiseptic and propylactic. Can you imagine that? Srila Prabhupada is using the word. Krishna is antiseptic. All we know is Vikko Vajratanti antiseptic cream. Isn't it? Which is more than that. Krishna is antiseptic means, you know what's the meaning of antiseptic? If any wound, anything is there, they put Dettol. You know, we don't know before all this cow dung and all that, we only take Dettol, clean it, you know. That is our modern technique. We put Dettol. So it takes away all your germs. So if someone is in contact, just try to understand this term. Srila Prabhupada uses antiseptic. What a deep realization. No? Antiseptic means when you come to Krishna, all your impurities will be gone. So the process we are doing is not an ordinary process. Very, 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 very powerful process. You will know over a period of time. When you clean with the Dettol the first time, it may apparently look that it's stinging, you know, it's burning and all that. But eventually in a few days' time, you can see that all the impurities are going and the wound is slowly healing. Just the Dettol. This is the power of the Dettol. It has got chlorobenzene, you know, little bit of that, I think. You know, benzene is a, you know, it's antiseptic and preservative by itself. So, it's working. Antiseptic. This is Krishna. Krishna, anything to do with Krishna, doesn't matter. Krishna's paraphernalia, Krishna's name, Krishna's prasadam, Krishna's devotees, Krishna's garland, anything is antiseptic. So powerful over a period of time. But the point is, we have to stick on. We have to use the Dettol. If you don't run away from Krishna, it's not going to work. You have to stick on with Krishna and keep on cleaning with the Dettol. The Dettol is chanting of the holy name. And then Krishna, Srila Prabhupada says, Krishna's contact with Krishna is not only antiseptic but also propylactic. It's like a shot, flu vaccine shot. If you take a flu vaccine in winter, you will not have winter flu. How many of you had flu in this winter? Anyone had a flu? Okay. You had Prabhu? How was it?
Bad.
Bad or very bad? See, flu is not easy. It is a virus which you can't even see. But it likes your body. Look at that. Say when someone else comes, when a miscreant come or when a terrorist come, you know that he's having a gun and all that, at least you can protect. But the flu vaccine, what will you do? He was a terrorist in the previous birth. So Krishna will be thinking, last year, last birth, I gave you gun and all that, you're shooting. Now without a gun, you go and try to, you know, exploit people. Huh? Virus, flu virus, you can't even see with your naked eye, but it creates havoc. All the, it'll attack the joints and all that, right? You feel as if someone, some 10 persons have come and hit you. And you, correct, remember? It's fine. Because we used to make flu vaccine many years back. Flu vaccine, you know. So it's done prior to winter. And so the sale will be done during winter. So we make the flu vaccine between December to May. And then it'll be in the market after May. So from June, July, it'll be very ready for the flu vaccine. Or from May itself, it'll be ready. Okay, so this is, so Krishna, when you come to Krishna, when you chant Krishna's name, when you take prasadam, what happens? You got a shot, spiritual shot, and therefore the material energy will not attack you. We have tried that, right? We are trying now, isn't it? When you come to the morning program, or when at home, you chant, and you do your morning activity, offer the prasadam to the Lord, offer the bhoga to the Lord, eat prasadam. Read Srimad Bhagavatam, listen. This nice technology is there these days. And what happens? It is valid for about 7-8 hours. And then again you have to come and read or something in the evening. And then it is like a flu shot. Material energy will not touch. Or the material energy nature is to come and intervene. Krishna has designed the three modes of material nature in such a way that people who are persons who do not take up Krishna consciousness, or persons who does not like Krishna service, or person who is not interested in Krishna service, for them, the three modes will trap them, bind them, create problems. This is how Krishna has created the three modes. It's not just like something, you know, like that in the air. It's energy. It's Krishna's material energy, separate from Krishna. It is part of Krishna, but it's got a different purpose. So those, if we are not chanting, if I'm not interested in Krishna consciousness, then what happens? The material energy will force you to engage in some other activities other than Krishna. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada says, you can either do Krishna service or
yes.
Only one you can do. You cannot do both. We are very clever and smart. We try to, you know, balance and manage to. See, it's a period of time that one has to slowly, gradually move over. But it's very difficult, you know. Just very difficult, you know. We want this and that. It's not possible. It's very difficult, you know, because the material energy is one tsunami. It will pull you to the other side. Spiritual energy is another tsunami. It will pull you towards Krishna. So, which tsunami you want? Krishna says, you decide. If you come to me, I will pull you. If you go to the material energy will pull you against from me. Not towards Krishna. Away from Krishna. So, you can see whatever is happening, right? In this world, outside, you know, everywhere, you can see what's happening. If you are not in contact with Krishna, then you are going away from Krishna. You are going away from reality. The reality is Krishna, not matter. Why it's not matter? Because this birth, you have got a parent, you have got a brother, sister, husband, wife. And when you finish this body, everything is over. End of the story. End of the chapter. Think. And next birth, again one more new life you have to start. With one more husband, one more wife, and all that. It may be hard, but this is a fact. That's why, you know, Krishna is explaining that. How we may think that, you know, it's a journey, life is a journey. Continuing. It's not. So how happy and how confident we are to know that, yes, if we don't have this knowledge, we think that we are dying. And this is the end of the life, that's it. We don't know what's happening. But now we know it is a journey. Life is a journey. I may die, but still I've got my next birth. No fear is not there. One who's attached to the body, then there's a fear. If you're not attached to the body, anyway you're going to give it up. What's the fear? The fear may not be like the materialist, where the whole concentration is dwelling on the body. They got no idea about spirit soul. That you are the person, something inside this body. You're living in this, but they got no idea. And therefore, their concentration is only on matter, the body. And if someone has to give up the body, imagine how, you know, it's not easy. You're attached to something. Say, I'm attached to this. And by force, someone is taking this. What will be my consciousness? I don't want to give this, but I will be taken. It will be taken by force. So that is why the fear comes in when these kinds of things happen. So we take these three lessons, right? And then moving on, Srila Prabhupada is talking about rain. Rain and how Indra is in charge of the rain and all that. Then I thought, okay, it's a good opportunity. We'll talk. We will discuss this point as rain from the scientific purview, perspective, and rain from the Vedic perspective. Right? What is understanding of rain? The modern science, you can say, or Vedic science. Okay. Now, in the modern science, what do they say? How the rain is formed? Any school, they'll tell you. What do they say? They say the sun is hot, right? According to our, when we talk about Vedic science, according to Vedic science, we know that sun produces light and heat. Okay, so according to the modern science, what they're saying is sun is producing heat. It's very hot. You know, the heat is there, hot. It evaporates water, and then water, when it evaporates from liquid to gaseous state, it becomes light, and therefore, what it does, it travels up. And then, as we also know, when we fly between states or between countries, we see that the temperature is very cold when we go at a certain height, isn't it? It could be temperature, could be minus 18, minus 22, right? When we go high, when we go and fly, when we fly to India, whatever place we go, we know that the temperature as we go above, it's very, very cool, very cold. It runs to minus. So these vapors, water vapors, when they evaporate and when they go up at particular stage, it condenses and it forms into water, not straight away clouds. It's a process. Everything in the material world or the spiritual world has got a process. Okay? Don't think that suddenly, for example, suddenly the temple came, Radha Pallabha appeared. It's the process. Srila Prabhupada has to work, bring Radha Pallabha from India. And there's a story that how they took Radha Pallabha here is not easy. Radha Pallabha was, because Srila Prabhupada ordered he came, or requested he came. So like that, everything is a process in the material or the spiritual world. So what happens? The water condenses, it forms into droplets. Questions later. So it condenses, it changes into droplets, water droplets. And it is said that there are about close to 1,000 droplets that combine to form a big molecule or a big water. And then all this combine and they form cloud. And look at the logic they're giving. And when the cloud is very heavy, then water will fall down to the earth. This is a scientific purview. But what is Veda saying? What is a Vedic perspective of rain? That's a process, as we said. If material has got a process, why not spiritual has got a process? The process is, for rain, one has to perform sacrifice or yajna. Yajna. And the yajna comes due to the performance of one's prescribed duties. Prescribed duties. So one has to perform yajna, and then based on how do you perform yajna? By doing your prescribed duties. So if one does the prescribed duties, then it's basically a sacrifice, and then that sacrifice leads to rain. This is what is said. But this current modern dying age does not know anything about sacrifice or yajna or prescribed duties. First of all, one should do the prescribed duties. And people are not even aware of prescribed duties. Because of this, what happens? There will be calamities. Because if I am not following a procedure, what will happen? In our company, when we long time back when we were in the production, we have to maintain. Right? Maintenance engineers are there. They will come, they make sure that the water system is all right, the air conditioning units are okay, whatever, the electrical circuits are okay. If you don't maintain, what happens? System crashes. So the same way, they are all maintenance, yajna, but prescribed duties. One has to maintain, one has to do that. If they fail to do, what happens? It will be upside down. Therefore, we see now that rain in moderate amount is no problem. If there is no rain problem, if it is excess rain problem. Recently, they analyzed that in 2018, the drought has increased in Western Australia and Central Australia and parts of Queensland also, and it has affected a lot of farmers. They're saying after 1902. This is the worst heat, you know, drought area. Some of the portions are becoming very dry. No rain. So what happens? When there is no rain, then what happens? No food grains. Because we have to, Srila Prabhupada says many places, because we forgot what it is, and for us also to remember, we have to realize that the food grains, whatever the grains we eat, right, it's coming from the field, from the fields. And because of the rain, the fields are producing crops, or the land is producing. Srila Prabhupada always says, the food is not coming from factories. This is the modern phenomena. If you ask a child, where do you get your rice? They'll say in the supermarket. This is what they know. Where do you get your milk? Supermarket, correct? Gopi, where do you get your rice and milk? Coles supermarket. Coles or Safeway? See, isn't it? This is understanding. But actually, it is coming from the land, grain, right? And how it comes? You need rain. So, we depend on the supply of the rain from the sky. And who is in charge of the rains? Demigods like Indra, they're in charge. Because there is a water department, you know. Southeast water is there in our area. If you don't pay my bill, the southeast water will not supply water. And therefore, I will not have shower. And therefore, no Bhagavatam class. I'm not that pure to chant, 82 rounds and come here. We have to take a shower. And without water, I can't do. So the southeast water is managing the same way Indra is managing for the whole universe, this material world. Rain. He's a minister for rain. Indra. So, all the, the wind, Varuna, Vayu, sun, all are under his area, under his management. So he can manipulate, he can arrange whatever may be for the fulfillment of the rain. So we are not depending on the factories. But unlike the old system, you can see if you go to any Safeway and supermarket, do you know all this food, yogurt. Never used to see yogurt in the container. I'm talking about my young days, my younger days. Now yogurt, everything is in the pocket. I'm talking about my days in India. Everything is fresh and they make it and bring it also. Now it's bottled. It is put in a carton and there's an expiry date. Before coming here, I never knew that yogurt has got expiry, because we use yogurt on a day-to-day basis. Here, yogurt has got expiry of, 7 or 14 days. Because they add preservative. And preservative is not at all good. It is carcinogenic. It produces cancer. How many of us know? We just go and take this, strawberry milkshake yogurt, banana yogurt, whatever may be. It has got preservative in it. And all this one grain, they make this muesli bars and all that. Variations of the same thing. So many unwanted things. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada says, the modern science is making undue advantage of the dissatisfaction of people. They know that people are not happy. And therefore, they're making varieties. And they're forcing people to buy in the Safeway and Coles and all that. Undue dissatisfaction created in the heart. How does it come? People are not peaceful. Because there's no yajna performed. That is a bottom line. It is stressing the importance of that. If you don't do yajna, if you don't do your prescribed duties, then one will not feel happy at heart. And therefore, there's a dissatisfaction. And therefore, one has to seek material guidance or material opportunities, not spiritual realization. Therefore, all this materialistic, group or whatever may be, people, they're taking undue advantage of putting lot of things on the safe, a variety, and we are forced to buy because we have got eyes, we see that. We think, oh, this is good, maybe we should try that. But actually, that is bad for you. Because, first of all, it is bottled, and it's got preservatives and all that. So, the food has to come from the fields, and for that we have to depend on the rain, and for that rain we have to depend on the demigods. Therefore sacrifice is emphasized. But nowadays, no sacrifice. Therefore there's a problem. So if there is no rain, drought. If there's excess rain, also problem. Recently in Kerala, Prabhu, in August, there was a heavy floods. You know, heavy floods. And people, you know, really, some of the areas are really affected. And on top of that, what happened? All the snakes and all that, they went along with the water into the houses. Can you imagine this? Already there's a problem. And you're not safe, you know, because camouflaging, you know. Sometimes there are some water snakes and all that, cobra, you know. They're going into the houses along with water and staying there. Because they knew that humans are not there. I will go and live there. How smart the snakes are. And not only they have to vacate the water, they have to also vacate some cobras and all that. I saw some documentary there, you know, just to see what it is. So it is not easier. When there is no water problem, and there is excess water also problem. So there should be a balanced thing. Otherwise, you know, it will be a problem. Now, I'll just finish up with this one note. Now, when it comes to sacrifice, right? Just a point, extra point on this. Sacrifice, there are five kinds of sacrifice. We'll very quickly talk about sacrifice and the purpose, so that we know something, you know. We learn today something about sacrifice. So the purpose, first we'll talk about the purpose. The purpose of any sacrifice is twofold. One is either for my own personal benefit, or for the benefit of others or Krishna. In our Krishna conscious, the purpose is we chant for Krishna's pleasure, and it's also beneficial to others. Or some of the sacrifice could be personal. For example, you know, I want a better job, so I'll pray to Lakshmi Devi or something, you know, and I pray to some demigods. This is for my own personal effort. I don't have a son, then I'll pray to a demigod and I'll get a son, like that. So this is a personal benefit, and there is a universal benefit, which is chanting Krishna's name or Krishna's pleasure. Now there are five kinds of sacrifices. Now why the sacrifice is important is, in the 18th chapter, Krishna is saying, what does he say? Sacrifice, yajna and austerity. Tapa, dana and? Yajna, tapa, dana. Even the great personality should also do that, because it purifies even great and purer souls. It purifies even great souls. These three. Tapa, dana, yajna, all the three. So yajna is a sacrifice. Now the sacrifice consists of five types. Very simply. The first type is bhuta sacrifice, which means sacrifice to someone else who are lower than us. See, we have got a human form. We get a human form because we have traveled through 8.4 million species of life. Whether we know or not, that is a fact. You know, if someone gets a job and they say that I got a job just like that, we will not believe them, right? They have to go and apply, they have to go through the interview process, and finally they get a selection and they get a job, isn't it? In the same way, one has to go through 8.4 million species of life to get this human form, and we should not use this basis human form. And therefore, in this present age, we are humans, and there are some living entities who are below the human level, right? For example, animals. We have to treat them properly. So before, there is a bhuta sacrifice, which means we have to be kind to the birds. We can give prasadam to them. Or animals, whatever may be, dogs, cats and all that. We have to be kind to them. We have to offer them prasadam also. Sometimes what I do, leftover prasadam will be there. I will put it to the birds, you know. But sometimes in the same day, there's a little bit prasadam. Rice, they like it, you know. Birds, okay, let them benefit. So this is bhuta sacrifice. Next one is human, our sacrifice, right? So we can help others in our own way, you know. That is our human sacrifice, which is manisha sacrifice. Third one is prithu sacrifice, prithu yajna. Prithu means what happens, our forefathers, they have ended up in a planet known as prithu, which is just near to Yamaraj planet. It's very opulent planet, right? So we have to do sacrifice to them. Sometimes you see the Brahmin's family, they do Prithu sacrifice once a month and once in a year. During the Amavasya, you know, during new moon, we do a, you know, ceremony for them. So, and coming back to this Bhuta, which is a lower living entity, you have to do every day. It is recommended in Vedas. And then with the Manisha also you have to do every day. You have to help others. Some form or other you have to help others. And then with the Prithu, you have to do monthly or yearly. And with the Deva worship, fourth one, demigod worship, which is for rain and all that, you know, is recommended to do. You know, whoever wants some material desire also, he can do. But depending upon one's choice. That is Deva sacrifice. And the fifth one is Brahma Yajna. But in our process, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has done is, we are not meditating on the personal aspect, impersonal aspect of Krishna. Right? Our knowledge is complete. Our knowledge is not incomplete. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us Sankirtana Yajna instead of Brahma Yajna, which means we are meditating on the holy names of Krishna, the personality of Godhead, which has got more effect. So ours is Sankirtana Yajna. And in Kali Yuga, the best sacrifice one can do is Harinama Sankirtan, Sankirtana Yajna, which is Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Sooner or later, one will get a lot of relief from chanting. The mind will become peaceful. We are the whole point in this material world, we are struggling because the mind wanders everywhere. This is a problem. Right? By chanting Krishna's name, the mind will become peaceful. It will come under control. The consciousness will come under control. But gradually and slowly. Okay. We'll stop here. Thank you very much. If there's any quick questions, corrections here.
What were you saying about the good soul, evil soul?
It's a big topic, but anyway, I'll give you a very concise one. We will talk later about that, right? Now, our understanding of this movement is that we are not this body.
I'm not trying to move. I want to learn.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I'll tell you a little bit in detail a bit later, because we don't have time. But in short, our understanding is that we are not this body. The body is matter. The body is covered by soul. We are the living entity. We are the person. When I say, what is your name?
Michael.
When I say Michael, I mean Michael as a person. Right? I don't say Michael for your jumper or your jeans you are wearing. Correct? When I say Michael, I address you as a person. Correct? Now, in our understanding, when we address a person, we address them as a soul, as a person living in this body, because this body is temporary. You're born, you're growing, you become aged, after some time you have to give up this body. So the body is a covering which one has to give up over a period of time. So therefore it is temporary. But you as a person, soul, you are permanent, you're living all the time. If you lose this body, tomorrow you get a different body based on your consciousness at the time of quitting this present body.
Okay.
Yeah. So it is a journey, it goes on. Your body you can give up. For example, today I'm wearing this jumper today. Tomorrow I'll wear a brown jumper. That doesn't mean that I'm recognized by this jumper. Today I'm wearing this black jumper. So I'm wearing this. I'm representing this jumper. But tomorrow I may be wearing a brown one. So it is a dress. A body is a dress. But we as a person, we are addressing you as a person. And that person is a tiny portion of Krishna. We are all tiny speck of Krishna. Spiritual in nature. We will not die. So today onwards, you don't have the impression that you will die. You will not die. Your body dies. You don't die. Alright, Michael?
Thank you for the tribunal taking. Thank you.
So now, if you want to enhance your knowledge, there are a lot of books there. You can talk to other devotees. There are a lot of books. You can start learning that, studying that, okay? Okay, it's a big sign. So slowly, it's like a, you have to learn it slowly, right? At this stage, this is what I could say. Okay.
Everyone's all up to it.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Thank you. You mentioned how Vena was killed by the Brahmanas chanting the mantras. So the various historical times in the past, we have not seen any other scenarios like the dangerous struggling, like just Brahmanas could just simply kill them. Only in this occasion we read about this past time, but if that was the case, then why not? The Brahmanas just killed big demons, they can just chant and kill, why they didn't attack, but rather they kept conquering many.
Prabhu, in the case of Ravana and Hiranyakashipu, they were bigger demons than King Rena, but they cannot kill because it is so powerful. See, at particular level, one can apply particular force. You know what I mean? But these Brahmanas were little bit powerful than King Rena, so therefore they could control. But Ravana was controlling demigods. Ravana wants to build a staircase to Indra. Ravana is under the mentality, why should you do pious activities, you know, to go to Indra? I will make a staircase, you know, like a lift. So this is reversal of the process. So it's so powerful. And Hiranyakashipu is also equally powerful. Hiranyakashipu, you will call the demigods and say, why the weather, change the weather like that. Today I want 40 degrees. Yes, tomorrow I want 24 degrees. Okay, like that. He can manipulate the weather because he knew demigods. For them, the Lord has to come personally because they are so powerful, Brahmana will not work, demigods will not work. See, demigods are under his control. So therefore, who is more powerful than demigod? Krishna. So Krishna has to come to kill them. So Krishna came as Narasimha Bhagavan to kill Ravana. Krishna came as Rama to kill Ravana. But in this case, Brahmanas can deal with King Rena. So therefore, they killed him with the mantra. So depending upon the time, place, circumstances and the power of the demons, Krishna attributes, you know. Krishna will think, okay, you can come. You can handle that. Only if a very serious, powerful demons, Krishna has to come.
Very good, Prabhu. What about the yidi? Why the particular close in the body of Vena? Because the yidi is from Guru Maharaj. It's very important. That's how
they would... Correct. That's also true. Because the Bhagavan has to go. And to add to that, Maitreya, Vithura is listening to all the stories, so inquisitive. He did not stop, oh, King Vena is a very bad person, okay, I will go away, I will have a break. No, he was patient. Oh, Vena did a lot of atrocity, why did he do? Then what happened? The persons will be struggling, what is the next step? Then he was waiting to hear King Prithu, because he knows, always in the metal world, King Anga was pious, impious was Vena. Again from impious, pious. So this is the nature of the material world, duality. So when a good thing happens, bad thing will also happen. And then a good thing will happen, bad thing will happen. So he was listening patiently. Yes, I am Prithu Maharaj, I am going to hear the glories of him. So he was waiting. So like that, we have to also come to Bhagavatam and every day listen. Then we will progress.
Hare Krishna. You mentioned the food shop. I just want to clarify, you are pharmaceutical and you are saying you have pharmaceutical background. You finished university and also you are the daughter of the Lord. I want you to evaluate the side effects of the flu shots on the people. Whether they have side effects, ingredients, whether we know that the food is perfect and the Lord has said, let food be your remedy. You know, he said also, the Hippocrate, he was the founder of the medicine. He said, let food be your medicine. So, can you evaluate the flu shots? Because we are hearing here, you mentioned, like, flu shots, they protect you, which let's discuss how much they protect and what they have side effects. You know, they have the package insert, which says about the ingredients, it says about the side effects. Can you evaluate the side effects? Krishna shops.
Probably the yes, Mataji. I'll try.
For the welfare of the, you mentioned it, sounds like a recommendation to me. So if you don't mind,
it's not recommendation. I will not recommend in Bhagavatam class. It's just a discussion. Now, in the material world, right, everything has got a good and bad. Okay? This is our understanding as a devotee. If as a devotee, if we think that this is only good for me, it's not bad, then we have not understood. Then we are missing some point. Okay? As devotees in the future, we should know that anything in the material world has got duality, which means good and bad. Okay? There's nothing in this world as pure except holy name. Everything else is contaminated. There's nothing like 100% pure. Everything is contaminated, right? And especially, you know, flu vaccine is made up of egg from the egg. That's a base, okay, to start with. Anyway, I'm not going to the process because I was there. And we have to determine the strain. We don't know the strain till January, February, every year. Then the South America, and the European country is the one that determine the strain of what are the flu vaccine. Because I got high-tech, whatever may be, virus and all that. Because we don't know which virus is going to attack. Based on the strain and all that, the European countries will determine this is the flu vaccine for this year and all that. Now, what happens, the drawback of the flu vaccine is when you take it, every year you have to take, your immunity will come down. Obviously, your immunity. You are not paying for it, you know. You are not paying for nothing. So when you take a shot, this year you may not get flu. But the next year you will get it if you don't have the shot. And like that, you know, like in the material world, everything is a practice. It's good or bad. If I go with my friend and smoke one cigarette today, tomorrow I'll take two, and like that, a practice. So like that, anything, you know, the practice is not good. So, say I worked in the flu vaccine, I did not take even one shot. Okay, because I know it's not good. Any medication is problem. So the best thing is Ayurveda. They say homeopathy also these days. Because all medicines, chemicals has got an impact on your body. Because it's artificially produced. Right? Definitely it's got an impact. But when it comes to the question of, if I don't have flu, you know, I will die. In that case, you know, you will not say I will better die. Right? You have to be intelligent enough to understand. Right? For a person who is very weak, you know, for a person who is already having asthma, who is very tired, who is very sick, you know, for them if a flu attacks, he might even fatal. He may even die. So you should be intelligent enough to analyze, yes, this person needs a flu vax because his life is in danger and therefore we want to protect him and we want to chant his name. It is not that because a flu vaccine I throw away and all that. No. You have to have, that's why Srila Prabhupada says, as devotees, right, we have to dwell on the three aspects. Time, place, circumstances. Yeah, Mataji, I think we should continue outside, you know, because this is more going into the medical science, you know. We don't want to do that. I am more than happy to talk to you outside. So, you know what I mean? This is just, I bought it a point because I worked there, you know. I bought a point. Now, if...
I just want to say this because, Prabhu, you said those who are sick, they need to get full shots, which is really, they will make them even more sick because the body needs...
Obviously, that's what I'm saying. You're again...
Producing the immune reaction, and the person doesn't have good immune system.
Listen,
it makes it even worse.
I didn't say that it's good. What I'm saying is, it depends on the person, right? I cannot tell someone don't take. I cannot tell someone else take because I spoke Bhagavatam. You take this flu shot. I'm not telling them. What it is, just a discussion, so that you know we are discussing. Just by I'm saying someone, you know, you chant, they're not going to chant. But we are trying and telling the people what is the benefit. It's up to an individual to do that, right? So, what I'm saying is, it's just good and bad. One has to evaluate what is good for them and bad for them, you know. I'm not marketing. And anyway, I left the company. I'm not a marketing for it. I'm only marketing. I tell you, I market for Krishna. I tell you that. I'm a marketing person for Krishna. I'm not a marketing person for Fluvex, unfortunately. If you talk in the wrong way, Mataji, I'm sorry, you know, I didn't mean that. But I'm just saying how some people take flu vaccine to cover themselves up. Because it's a very dangerous one. You know, it's not that easy. Any medication for it, you know, if you take it in a right way, it is good. If Panadol is good, if I take 20 Panadol per day, who knows, it might be fatal. Like that, we have to, based on the time, place and circumstances, you can use it, okay? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.